Proclamation number 6192 of 18th of February, 1955. Redemption from form occasion of the transformation of the earth. I come to the aid of the spiritual bound in form, for it unconsciously pushes towards perfection. It senses the coming change of its abode. It pushes forward in its development towards a loosened envelope. The spiritual, which is still bound in solid matter, has now reached a degree of maturity which allows for a loosened outer form, and that is why enormous earthly changes are already noticeable before the end of this earth. Solid matter is blown up by natural disasters. The spiritual in the earth is constantly pushing towards the surface. And this state of the spiritual alone would be an occasion for the reshaping of the earth's surface, because the upward development must progress and a development period has truly lasted long enough to induce the spiritual in hard matter to give up its resistance. So for this spiritual, the end of this earth means redemption and possibility for further development in another form. And also the spiritual, which animates the plant and animal world, strives upwards, and it is embodied again on the new earth in creations, which it can walk through ever faster. And also for this spiritual, the time draws ever closer where it embodies itself, embodied as a human being, in the final test of will. I alone know about the necessity and the blessing of a transformation of the earth's surface. I alone know about the degree of maturity of the spiritual, both in the creations and in the human being. I alone know when the upward development falters and how it can be set in motion again. And accordingly my plan of salvation has been determined, which will now also be carried out in love and wisdom and might. The fact that you humans are without knowledge about this is already a sign of too low a degree of maturity, yet with some thought you could already conclude the existence of an exceedingly wise creator and then also realize the purposefulness of everything that happens. For he who directs your destiny according to his will also truly directs the entire universe in wisdom and love. He is not a being who arbitrarily creates and destroys. Otherwise the wisdom would be doubtful. And only my love underlies everything that happens. Even if this seems doubtful to you humans, everything around you is spiritual, which shall return to me like you. And I create the possibility for all spiritual to reach the aim. The fact that you, in your delusion, do not keep the only desirable aim in mind as your own free will. But he who strives for it reaches me in the stage as a human being. Endless times ago you experienced the same possibilities of change. You too were only able to become free from hard matter through my loving intervention. You too had to go the same way that the spiritual becoming free now has to go. And my love is meant for all still unfree spiritual beings, as it was and still is meant for you. And therefore humanity will have to experience something tremendous and already experience much suffering and hardship beforehand, so that every opportunity can still be utilized to reach a higher degree of maturity before the last day has come, for it decides for all spiritual its stay. It decides whether light or darkness is its lot, and it places everything spiritual into the external form which corresponds to its maturity. Amen.